When your church gives to the Cooperative Program, a part of that money goes to support church planters like Chad and Julie Cummings. Chad and Julie moved to La Crosse. It's been almost a year ago. Is it May or April a year ago? March 29th, so almost exactly a year ago. But the first week they were in La Crosse, he was looking to buy a TV set for he had two daughters looking to buy a TV set. He looked in the paper for an ad for a TV set. He called a guy. The guy had him go over to look at it. He did not buy the TV set, but Chad did lead him to the Lord. So he does have an urgency. He runs urgently in his ministry. Now, those of you, and I'm pretty sure to say most of you, will have to exercise tolerance and forgiveness because he is a Bears fan. And he is wearing a Bears jersey. But you still need to listen to him as he tells his story about what God is doing at Three Rivers Church in La Crosse. Chad.
When you look at this jersey, what do you see? Somebody that needs the Lord? Yeah. You know what I see when I look at this jersey? I see an opportunity to share Jesus. Not just this jersey. It could be a Packers jersey. Could be a Jets jersey. A Cowboys jersey, and hopefully it's not a Vikings jersey, but you see, everywhere I go, I look for an opportunity to share Jesus. And what does it mean to share Jesus? What does it mean? Why do we share Jesus? We share Jesus in hopes that that person will come to Ken, I know where you live. All right. They only give me 12 minutes, so we got to get down to the nuts and bolts. I wore this jersey just to show you that every person you meet, there's an opportunity to share Christ. But see, we as Christians, we look, we kind of put our head down, we get the tunnel vision. Unless somebody comes to us, unless they walk through the doors of the church or they come to us, we're scared to share Christ. And because what you need to do is you need to establish a way to relate to that person. There is not a person that I've met that I haven't found something that I can relate to them with. Whether it's through football or fishing or hunting or you name it. You can look at somebody and you can figure out a way that you can relate to them and share Christ with them. We moved to La Crosse last year. March 29th, we closed on our home. And the last year, we moved to an area that I had never met anyone there. I was clueless, just out on faith. We started sharing Jesus everywhere I go. And Bill Cook was the man's name that was led to the Lord. And there's been many others. We've had 25 baptisms this year so far. And we're excited because what's going on is people are sharing Jesus everywhere they go. I had a guy in my church that paid me the biggest compliment. And I wanted to share that with you. And this isn't to toot my own horn, but this is something that we should all strive for as Christians. We were doing Experiencing God, and he was in the Experiencing God class, and we were talking about experiencing God. And he looks at the group, he says, if you want to experience God, he says, you hang out with Pastor Chad for a day. He says, everywhere he goes, God is doing something. He says, I can't believe how many times I've been out with him. And I turn, next thing I know, he's on his knees praying with somebody. Or somebody's pouring out their life story to him. I'm nobody. I studied my 3 R's in school, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't have a college education, but I do have a love for the Lord. And it doesn't matter how educated you are, what credentials you have. All that matters is that you love Jesus. And more than that you love the lost. Every time I go past a graveyard, my heart breaks. I ask myself, how many people lying in that cemetery are in hell? We need to win this country back. And you know what? There's only a handful of us can't do it by ourselves. Every Christian needs to stand up and become evangelistic. You can't be embarrassed to share Jesus. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'll tell you my three worst things that happened sharing Jesus. I was at the hospital. This happened last week at the hospital. There's a lady in our church, a family member of a lady in our church, that took her off life support. And I was there with the family. And the lady came in to take the blood gas or whatever you want to call it. And I'm holding my Bible. And I asked her, I said, did you hear the good news today? She goes, you're not going to harass me at work, are you? I thought about that for a second. And I said, no, I was just going to tell you Jesus loves you. And she stormed out of that room. She was hot. The Lord was convicting her. You know, and I'm praying that she walks through the doors of the church. And I'm praying I get a chance to talk with her again. But she's avoided me like I have some type of a contagious disease. That's okay. But you know what? I did what I was supposed to do. I shared the gospel. I had another lady ask me, excited about everything we were telling her, and she asked me, she goes, you're Southern. She asked what our denomination was. She was expecting Lutheran, Catholic, whatever. And I told her Southern Baptist, and she took about three steps back, and her eyes got about as big as dollar bills. And she says, you guys are the ones that handle snakes. And me being a smart aleck like I am, I said, well, not on Sundays. She wasn't converted. But you know, for every time that I share Jesus, rarely do I walk away discouraged. Because see, God is working. And the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, I say my life verse, John 15:5. I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remain in me and I in him, he'll bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. That's the first thing that I pray in the morning. Lord, let me remain in your will. Lord, open up those doors. You know that each and every one of us every day has a divine appointment. God has an appointment for all of you. And you need to get up in the morning and you need to say, God, show me this appointment. Show me how I can relate to somebody so I can share Jesus with them so I can be in your will. I encourage you to. In fact, I'm telling you, God commands you to. It's more than just a big fat Bears fan sitting up here telling you this. It's a disciple of Christ saying, Christ says, go out and share the gospel. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. God is growing our church, and He's growing our church through evangelism. And our people are getting excited about evangelism. You know, every restaurant I go to, I share Jesus. That's the big joke at the church. I tell you another great place, and I'm going to get off the stage, but I tell you another great place to share Jesus, if y'all are scared, go to yard sales. You got a captive audience. They can't go anywhere. Man, all their stuff's out in the yard and their money. They're not going to leave. They got to hear what you're going to say. There's an opportunity every day. And I just pray. And my encouragement to this group tonight is when you wake up in the morning, you ask God, please use me today. Father, open my eyes to where I can make contact with somebody and relate with somebody, then maybe they'll come to know Jesus through it. That's all I have to say.